Oh shit, we're starting. Here we go. What's going on? Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm gonna be honest with you. This is see this Nike hoodie I got on here?
That's yeah, you're not wearing pants. I knew it. Yeah, I knew it.
So this phone is on Velcro.
Yeah.
So if NASA fails me, the whole world's gonna see my wiener. So please,
your wiener. Please. The zoom's not in far enough, so you won't.
Shut up.
What is that? A little peanut down there. It is the Lambie After Show podcast. Brock and Hunter here with you once again to bring you another fact and opinion on video for some reason, because we want to risk seeing Hunter's penis just to do a video. That's where we're at right now.
Yeah, it's Monday, interesting, but, right? Yeah.
Let's get to it. Your fact and opinion for today. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. Do what you want with it. We don't give a shit. The most money someone can make on an episode of Jeopardy is, so one episode is $566,400. Wow. But that would require getting the daily doubles as the last questions in both rounds and doubling up with them every time. The most someone's actually won in one episode is $131,127. Wow. That's a lot of cheese, man. That's
a lot of cheese, man. And you know what? You think about that. That shows on what? Every day? I mean, all that money comes from sponsors, right? So the they sponsor the show, then they supply the money.
All the commercials and everything. So,
like, for instance, like, who wants to be a millionaire? Like, not everybody gets
who wants to be a millionaire.
A millionaire.
Millionaire.
Nobody really typically gets to the $1 million question. But do you think, like, when they get to close, they're like, God, dude, like, give them the hardest question. Like, they typically don't want to pay that money, right?
No, I mean, but here's the thing, though, is it's interesting because if you make it so no one gets it, it's twofold. OK, right. If no one ever wins the prize, people are going to get bored and be like, well, it's fucking impossible. It's no one wins it. That's why it was such a big deal when the first guy won on whatever his name was. I remember that. Like, I remember all those years ago. It was huge.
My parents' living room. I remember that.
Yeah. But also if you make it too easy, then it's not exciting. It doesn't have any draw to it. There's no intensity with it. So, I think I'm sure like with, and you look at the questions on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I love too. Wasn't the first guy that got it, didn't he like still have his phone a friend, and didn't he use his
call
phone
his dad? So yeah, he called his dad, dude. Yeah. It was incredible video. It's on YouTube. So yeah, he gets to the $1 million question and he phones his dad, and his dad's like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, Dad, I just wanted to give you a call to let you know that I won $1 million. And Regis, like, you see his face. He's like, nice, dude.
Unbelievable. Hey. Regis.
Incredible.
Yeah. So I think there's an added, you know, you got to have that, you know, kind of evenness when it comes to making it attainable, but not making it so attainable that everyone gets it. Cause now no one watches it because it's so boring, because a bunch of people like, all right, everyone got their $1 million prize. Who gives a shit? You know,
did you ever see the one in, what was it? And, it was across seas somewhere, but they have different, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire shows.
Yeah.
And the one guy was on there and his wife was in the audience coughing over the right.
Oh yeah. That was here. Wasn't that in the States?
I don't think so. I think it was in like Britain or something.
So yeah, it was set up so like they had a coughing system where it was like
right. Everybody noticed, like,
don't you feel like you could find a way to cheat though? Like, maybe. Absolutely. I don't know.
Like what I'm doing right now, you know?
Yeah.
Two taps or touch the nose, you know.
Yeah, so this is A.
Yeah.
B.
Dude, I'm sure it happens all the time.
D.
You know, the thing is like they probably review the tapes, you know, afterwards and make sure.
Prove it though? Be like, no, sorry, I just had a tickle in my throat. My face itched. What are you talking about? Absolutely. You guys are being, I don't know. Yeah, they did. Did they ever get those people and prove them like, hey,
they got prosecuted for sure.
Oh, did they really?
Dude, they got prosecuted badly too.
Really?
It wasn't a slap on the wrist. Yeah, they fined them. I can't remember, dude. They find them a bunch of money that you obviously can never come back.
Question for you though.
Went to jail.
Do they say, fucking why? It's not like they murdered someone. They cheated on a game show.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the Price is Right? That story about the Price is Right guy.
The guy who was like the wizard who like knew all of the prices to every item.
He made a game at home. Like, this was like, I think in the 80s and like early 90s, like he made like a DOS like video game, like a DOS program video game where he played Price is Right, and he put all the stuff in there. So he like knew the price of like everything, or at least close to where he could get it. Here's the bad part, that dude, I feel like this guy wasted his fucking life on Price is Right.
Studying night in, day out. Just.
And he finally gets on, and then he doesn't even win. He doesn't even win the showcase. Like, dude, he wasted his life. And like now he's like banned. Like, well, I shouldn't say he's banned. Like, he can't, once you get on the Price is Right and you get and you make it onto the show, you can't ever make it back on the show.
Right, right. It's a one-shot deal.
Dude, he did all this work, everything, and he didn't win the showcase, and now he can't ever go back on.
There's a whole documentary on that guy. If you check out YouTube.
It's a great documentary. It's fantastic.
There's another one with Price is Right where it's during the Drew Carey era. It's been more recently, and God, I'm trying to figure out what happened. But they went to the Showcase Showdown, and the guy ended up getting both showcases. He like guessed the exact number or something. But during the episode, you can see Drew, like, look, he keeps looking over to like the side, like he knows he's cheating, and he like doesn't know what to do because the show is being recorded, you know. And he's like, and he like when he goes up to congratulate the guy after he wins both showcases, you could tell he's just like a down tone, like, dude, I know what you did, you know. Like, it was really, really kind of awkward and weird.
So but how would you cheat on that, though? That's what I want to know.
I was trying to remember how it happened, but the guy definitely cheated. He definitely cheated to win, and he definitely cheated to win both showcases. It's an interesting watch.
Guy cheats on Price is Right.
Yeah, and it'll be the showcase one because a lot of people have cheated on that show, I think. But
well, there's one guy here. This says in 1984, a contestant named Michael Larson famously memorized the pattern on Press Your Luck to win more than $100,000 cash.
Yeah. I know about that guy. There's a whole YouTube video about a bunch of cheating.
This was 2010. The contestant who outsmarted the Price is Right.
Yep, this is it. Or maybe he outsmarted him. Maybe he didn't.
Look at that guy. Yeah. Terry Kness is prepared over the back of Liberty. He's draped the yellow T-shirt he and his wife Linda wore that fateful morning on the Price is Right. Hers has a photograph of their beloved whatever. Host Drew Carey's signature's on the back. Terry's shirt is simpler, and it's unsigned. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
Let's get to the point where the showcase.
Okay, so he jotted it down. Wait. Let's see. He also, he turns over the back of the giant white cue card to show the meticulous notes he jotted down after the show, including his final take, actual retail price, 56. He won both showcases. How does this? All right. This is too long of a read. I'm going to have to check this out, but that's what I feel like, though. It's like, okay, I know you can't cheat, but like if you memorize stuff, that's the game's fault.
The game.
You know,
part of the game. It's like that's the guy. Remember the, what was the whammy show? No whammy. And you slam the button and it would stop.
Yeah.
And if you stopped on a whammy, you know,
press your luck. That was the one I was talking about. Press your luck.
Yep. So that guy, memorized the pattern which is wild.
Is some genius that just memorized that it goes a certain way or where to hit it. You know, he just watched it enough. And look, that's the game show's fault in my mind. For me, like if they're not going to plan for that, then fucking pay up, buddy. Pay up, buddy.
There's another one with casinos and their slot machines. Like there's guys who have like figured out like algorithms of what slot machine to go to at what time and when, and they like bank. They go out, they just bank, dude. They like barely. They never lose.
There is something about slot machines that, and again, from what I know, there is a system, and I'll watch, like I have actually had, when I say luck, I've seen like a lady like walk away from one, or like I've watched, or I see some lady that's been on one of her guy. And then you go up, if they don't hit anything big, it's bound to hit eventually, like, or it's going to give something because it wants to keep the person there. And maybe they just missed it. So then you sit down and sometimes then you can hit maybe the big one that they were working on finally, that they finally got. There's definitely something to that. So,
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. People make money, man. You got to have money to make it, though, especially in the casinos.
You got to bet big to win big. One, though, I know, going back to Jeopardy, this original fact. That no game show makes me feel more fucking stupid than Jeopardy, dude. Like,
you get one answer, you're like, you're the smartest man alive.
Look at me. And it's like the easiest category, like rhymes with kittens, mittens. Yes. But yeah, Jeopardy, I don't know how you cheat on that one, man. Like, they give them like a bunch of categories that could possibly be on there, and then they have to just study up on that shit, dude. Oh,
it's yeah, you, I always wondered that. I'm like, there's no way this dude just knew that answer. Like yeah, that is so deep.
No, yeah, so
they, but they get the study before.
Yeah, so they give them like, they don't, like, it's almost like a like an open book test, or like, all right, these are what's going to be on the test. Not guaranteed that all of these will be, but you can select from here. And so then they just kind of do a wide, like, just study as much as possible. So
I'm more of a fan of the easier game shows, like America Says and Chain Reaction. You know, pick a hand.
War, all that. So, yeah. All
right. Hey, real quick, before we go, if you had to, if there's somebody who was like, hey, you know what? Hey, you won, blah, blah, blah. You get to choose any game show you want to be on. Which one do you choose?
Oh, good fucking question.
See, I always say, who wants to be a millionaire? But I don't want to get out in the second round.
Yeah. And it's tough because sometimes they throw in those easy questions and you think, oh, I got that. And it's like, oh, shit.
I wonder what the easiest game show to win is. Type it in real quick.
Easiest game show.
It's got to be like, I don't know, man, because they're all kind of tough in a certain way.
Okay. Let's see here. This is from Reader's Digest. January 15th, 2020. Jeopardy. I don't think that can't be
the hardest.
Yeah. Cash Cab. See, now Cash Cab, I always thought I'd do good on because I know a lot about a little. I think
once you get to those $300 questions, though, they get a little tough.
I think probably
I love that show.
Cash Cab. Family Feud. I think Family Feud. I could probably do. That, or, you know, like 25 words or less, you know, like the word guessing games. I do pretty well on those, you know, but I think Family Feud, I think that would be for one, because you can bring the family in on it, you know, have a little fun doing that. But
you got a group thought too going, you know, it's just not you. So have you ever played, but have you ever seen the, what's it called? Catch 21, I think it's called. And it's got
Joe McHale.
Carlton.
He's on that. Is he on from Fresh Prince? I thought he was doing Let's Make a Deal.
No. Oh, he might be, though. I think you're right. No. Maybe he is, but I know he's doing Catch 21. It's on Game Show Network. He's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they just play blackjack. Is that what they do?
That's what it is. They ask you a question. If you get the question right, you draw a card, and you try to get to 21 first, obviously. And if you draw a card you don't want, you can give it to somebody else.
You're trying
to bust the other people.
Yeah. I could probably do that, all right. Yeah, get the questions right. But now, Wipeout, that's the only game show I can do. Best game show ever, dude. But. All right, so there you go. That is going to do it for the After Show podcast and your fact and opinion. We're going to go try and get on some game shows, and we'll see you next time for more facts and opinions right here with Brock and Hunter. We'll see you later.